Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. And for Rabbi Abram Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Shai Ben Leah, and for Gabriela Dina Bas Shalom Ischana, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, for Shlomo Sochar Chalei Yisrael, Brisa Shlema. And we're going to be beginning with Be'ezrat Hashem, our study of an incredible book, incredible sefer. I was at the guest house in Kibbutz Lavi about 6.5 years ago, and actually, it was seven years and a few months ago, and I saw in the Beis Medrash, I saw this beautiful sefer of Maran HaRav called the Nevuchei HaDor, the perplexed of the generation. So I learned it over there. It was just an unbelievable experience. So I give 5 thumbs up to Kibbutz Lavi and 10 thumbs up for the Sefer L'Nevuchei HaDor. Incredible. The Rav really answers just questions that people ask. You know, Rav dealt with it straight on in our Igrot HaRaya Shiur, and we also try to highlight the Rav's original and thoughtful interpretations and explanations, defending our faith, helping people come closer to their Bona Shalom. Perek Aleph, Shadam Nevra B'Tzel Elohim Zeru Yisod HaTorah. The man is created in the image of God as the foundation of the Torah. Ikar HaTzelem Hu HaChofesh HaGamur Shanu Motzim Ba'Adam Shal Kenu Bal Bechira. The primary aspect of Tzelem Elohim is that we have free choice. Ve'Bechira Lo Ya Makom LaTorah. If not for Bechira, there'd be no room for Torah, like the Rambam writes in Hochas Tshuva. And if so, free choice is the foundation of Torah indeed. So the knowledge that man is created in the image of God is coming to teach us that the complete, perfect freedom must exist by Hashem. We are B'Tzelem Elokim, we have freedom. So Hashem is absolute freedom, and this is the intellectual basis of the entire Torah. Mishli bo lev adam be'emet u'maskil et hadarat ha'chofesh, el hadarat ha'chofesh, ורואה בעין צמאי שכלו איך כל מערכת ההשלמה האנושית הולכת רק כדי שבוא אדם לחופשיותו הגמורה לא ימצא בעצמו ספק שזה הצד העליון של השלמות. אפשר כלל שיהיה נעדר ממחויב המציאות יתפרח מצד הכרח תנאי השלמות המוכרח. A person whose heart is truly human and who understands the glory of freedom and who sees with his mind's eye how the entire system of human progress towards perfection is only in that in order that a person should achieve complete freedom, he will not find in himself any doubt that it's completely impossible that this is the supreme aspect of perfection. In other words, that we're progressing towards perfection could be missing from the only one whose existence is necessary. Although obliged by the conditions of obligatory perfection. So this Tzad HaElyon that Hashem has, that Hashem is leading us towards perfection, so that's where Hashem is taking us. Zatzad Elyon Shalashlemus, this progression towards perfection, cannot be nedar, cannot be missing from the one whose mitzius must be. Because there is a necessity and a condition of his necessary shlemus. God is perfect, and he's leading us towards perfection. And our perfection can only be achieved through free will. And Mamela, God has absolute free will, of course. And he gives us absolute free will. וזהו עומק האמת שבתורה ולימודיה, שכל דבר מיוחס לרצון השם יתברך והולך בדרך השם ומפיק רצון השם. שלא כמידת הפילוסופיה שמוצאת חוקים מוכרחים בכלל המציאות, וחפיצה ליחס צד הכרח לשם יתברך. נותנים בזה זיו של עולם בהדרו. This is the truth in depth, the depth of the truth in the Torah and its teachings, that everything is attributed to the will of Hashem. Everything is Ratzon Hashem, that he acts freely. And if you walk in the way of Hashem, then you bring out divine favor. And that's not like the way of philosophy, which finds deterministic laws throughout the entirety of existence. And this is the problem. And they want to attribute some constraint, some necessity to God. And they take away the shine of the world and its glory. God has to do things. That's against reality, because again, we are supposed to achieve perfection. We can only do it with free choice. And that was given to us by God, who is absolutely free, because we were created with Tzelem Elokim in his image. והנה הבנת היחס של כל המעשים לרצון העליון מתברך אפשר להבין בשני ערכים שהם זה למעלה מזה. It is possible to understand the relationship of all of the deeds, all of the actions, to the will of Hashem in two ways, one above the other, one superior, one better than the other. שאחד הוא מוכרח. One is that Hashem is necessary. ובהיעדרו אין מקום לכל שלמות מוסרית באמת. Without Hashem, there is no place for any shlemut musarit, for any ethical perfection. Be'emet, a true ethical perfection. Ve'asheni, hirak hashkafa zaka, ve'efshar le'olam ha'musari, she'yitkayem, gam mi bil ado. The second way of understanding that Yachas, that ascribing all the actions to the will of Hashem, is that Efshar le'olam ha'musari, there could be an ethical world even without Hashem. And that's Hashkafa Zakah, that's a more refined viewpoint. First way is that there's no place for any ethical perfection without Hashem. God is necessary, and without him there can't be ethical perfection. The second is that there can be an olam musari, there could be an ethical world without him. Let's explain. Doesn't sound good. הסיבה שקדמות העולם הוא דבר שמנגד בכל התורה כולה, כבר כתב הרמב״ם שאינו כן מצד שהוא נגד הוראת הכתובים לבד. שאם היה אפשר לכל מגמת התורה להיות עם הקדמות, היה מקום לפרש הפסוקים בדרך צורה כדרך שנעשה עם ההגשמה הנראית מפשטי הכתובים. בייחוד אם זה היה מכריח לזה מופת. אמנם הדבר העיקרי שהוא סותר את התורה כולה, זה שהקדמות היא מחובר על החיוב. ועם החיוב, אין מקום ליכולת ולא לניסים, ולא לשכר ועונש. Rambam already wrote that the reason that the concept of the eternity of matter is against the Torah is not only because it goes against the teachings of Tanakh. If the entire focus of the Torah could exist with the idea of Kadmus, of the eternity of matter, Then you could explain the psukim by ways of imagery, just like we do when there's hakshama, when there's anthropomorphism in the psukim. Anthropomorphism in the psukim, that God has a body, eyes, ears, hand, finger. So we say it's not to be taken literally. So we could do that with the psukim also. So that's not the problem, that it contradicts the psukim. Especially if there's a compelling proof. But that's not the issue, because the davar ikari, it's soiser the whole Torah. Because what does kadmus mean? Kadmus means it's always been. It means that it has to be. And with what has to be, there is no ability to do nisim, and not schar v'onesh. It's determinism. Determinism, there's no room for schar v'onesh. Anam kol zein anam shach ki mei musag ha-kadmut ha-tsar, she'al le'aristo, she'olam v'chol asher bo, כמו שאנו רואים אותו לפנינו, לדעתו הוא קדמון. לא שר ולא יסור מתכונתו, והכל בא מהתחייבות השכל העליון. אמנם, לפי הדרישות החדשות כבר נודע למדי, שלומר על העולם המלא עם צביונו, שכן הוא לנצח קדום הוא איוולת. והשינויים שנעשו על הבריאה עצומים מאוד. However, all of this only follows from the narrow concept of the eternity of matter, that was held by Aristotle, that the world and everything in it that we see before us has always existed, has not deviated, and will not deviate from its nature. And everything comes predetermined by the supreme intellect. However, according to new research, it's well known to say about the world, everything in it has been this way forever. It's interesting that the Rebbe is writing this, 100 years ago, and I'm not exactly sure what year the sefer was written in. I'm going to check it up, Lineda. And actually around 120 years ago. Not exactly sure when. So he said it can't be that the world has always existed. We know that this with new research. There's so many changes in creation. You can't say that everything has been this way forever. Part of saying there's kadmos, it means, like we said, that everything lo sar v'lo yasur mitchunato. It has not deviated and will not deviate from its nature, all as predetermined by the supreme intellect. But we know that things have changed. Now today we know, science says, and I don't think any scientist believes that the world has always been here. Everybody believes it started at some point. And the Big Bang Theory, it's well accepted that the world had a starting point. So we can just take Aristotle, say Shkoyach, we appreciate your contribution to human knowledge, but you were wrong. And the Rav says, we know that you're wrong because you say that things never change, and we know things change. The Rav was up with the latest in scientific developments, as we see from his writings. B'zeh nuchal l'harchiv hadavar shel achiyuv v'lomar גזרה, גזירת החוכמה העליונה המחייבת את המציאות הרוחנית והגשמית עם כל מכשיריהם ועל כל הפרטים הקרובים והרחוקים להביא את המציאות כולה המוטבעת והמוגשת והמושכלת ובכלל גם כן שכל אדם ורצונה דעותיו ומידותיו ומתיותיו לתכלית התיקון והשלמות וכיוון שלזו השלמות צריך הדבר שנשפע מהשכל העליון אור מדעי אלוהי של נבואה והנהגה מסודרת שפועל אדם ישלם לו את אורך איש ימציאנו בשכלול מסודר ובסידור אלוקי בעם אחד היותר מוכשר ולהמשיך עם המתרים רבים בשנים שיפעלו כולם להוציא על הפועל היחס הנכון של העם ההוא עם כל אנושות והמציאות ומתוך כך תחייב החוכמה העליונה להכניס במסורת השכר ועונש המביא לשכלול הרוח האנושי גם את כל הדברים שמחזקים את רוח העם הזה v'amachlishimato. With this, we are able to expand the notion of the eternity of matter. We could say that the divine intellect compels physical and spiritual existence with all of their components and all of their details, no matter how close or far they are, to bring the entirety of existence, natural, emotional, intellectual, including human intellect and will, all of man's traits, ideas, tendencies, to the ultimate perfection. That's what Hashem wants to do. That's what the Rav means when he says, Chochma Yona, the divine Chochma, is Mechayiv the Metzius HaRuchnis HaGashvis, with all the Machshirim, all everything in it, all the details close and far, to bring the Metzius Kula, the entire reality, Hamutbat, in nature, Mugeshet, that's felt emotionally, Muskelet, it's intellectual, even Seichel Adam Veretzono, the intellect of man and its will, Deosov, his Deos, his Midos, his Netios, his inclinations, El Tachlis HaTikun Vashlemus, to the ultimate perfection. Kevan Shalazoa Shlemus Tsar Chadav Shia Nishpa Miasechel Elyon. And since for this perfected state to be achieved, there would have to be some influence from the divine intellect, the divine light of prophecy, and the orderly workings of providence. What are the orderly workings of providence? What are the Hanhaga Mesuderet, the orderly workings of this Hanhaga? And the answer is Shepola de Mishalim Lo. The man is paid, there's Schar V'onish. God wants to bring man to Shlemus. And this is done. There is influence from divine intellect. There's Nevuah. There's prophecy. Like the Rav writes, O Mada Elohi Shel Nevuah. It's going to be prophecy. And then he pays a man according to his actions. Pasuk in Iyov 34:11, and an orderly move towards perfection, as divinely arranged through one nation, which is most prepared for this mission. That's Am Yisrael. Rav Tzvi Yehuda, when he was in university, he liked to study the psychology of nations. It's really a fascinating topic. Psychology of, you know, Americans think differently than Israelis, who think differently than Frenchmen, who think differently than Germans, who think differently than Africans. And every country has their psychology and has their language, which is a reflection of that psychology. So the psychology of Am Yisrael is Elokut. That's really at the basis, at the foundation of what Am Yisrael is that we're the godly nation, we seek out God. So he chose this nation. We're most prepared for this mission, and it draw along with it many and varying circumstances, which together will all act upon that nation, such that they manifest the proper relationship to all humanity and reality. Lotziat alapoal ayachas anachon shel amahu im kol enoshut v'amitziut mitoch kach. And because of this, the Chachma Elyon is Mechayiv and necessitates that there is Schar V'Einesh, which improves the spirit of man. And all those things that strengthen or weaken the spirit of this nation. So, God chooses a people, tells them you're going to have Schar V'Einesh, which helps them strive for the Schar. To be good, to receive good, and that's done through the divine intellect, because Hashem wants us to reach Shlemus. Im zot ha'chava in davar mitnaged la'Torah gam mitziur ha'chiyuv, Hashem akash lemut ha'madit mechayev liyachas hakol ha'ratzon chofshi. With this expansion, this conceptual expansion, nothing in the notion of the eternity of matter contradicts the Torah. Even if you talk about the necessity of matter. Nevertheless, Ella, she'omek hashlemut hamada'it, the depth of intellectual perfection, mechayev, obligates us liyaches hakol, to ascribe everything to free will, l'ratzon hachavshi, to God's free will. Ki afshar klal she'atzad ha'meula she'bishlemut ha'musar gam l'kol ma'asik shalem b'dat yechaser me'ashalem ha'amiti. It is impossible that the highest aspect of the notion of perfection that can be grasped to anyone of sound mind who attempts to grasp it, ha'musar, that can be grasped, understood, perceived, gam l'chol ma'asik shalem b'dat, anybody who has a good mind, who is shlemus in his das. So nothing is missing from Hashem. So his necessary perfection necessitates his being. The necessity of Hashem's perfection is the same as the necessity of his existence, and from whom emanates all perfection and existence. So God is perfect. And perfection means two things. It means that he has to exist. And all perfection comes from him. Kol shlemus v'chol metzius. That's part of God's perfection. It would be a lack of perfection if someone created him. And he's dependent on others. That's not perfect. So he is perfect. That necessitates his eternal being, and he is going to bring us to perfection. Vida, and you should know. Shafili yisoda tfila, b'chol prateha, k'mo yitron tfila al tfila, v'chashivut ha'yitera l'tfilat ha'tzadikim gamkein, eina netzlechet l'shilat chok ha'chiyuv, shevo tachlit ha'chavato. That even the foundation of prayer in all its details, that one prayer takes precedence over another, and the added importance of the tefillahs of the tzaddikim, are not required to negate the law of necessity when it comes in an expansive form. Meaning, Hainu shenomar shachokhma elokit o emor Hashem itbarach kifi ma shetirtze mechayev mitzad metziut shlemuto shebechlal shtamut kol hayetzur tishtalem hanefesh haenoshit v'im kol chufshata תהיה הורגת בפועל ובכל עוז רק אל הטוב והיושר. We would say that the divine intellect, that's what he means when he says, החוכמה האלוקית, or you can say, Hashem Yisbarach, כפי מה שתרצה, however you want to call it, חכמה אלוקית, Hashem Yisbarach, Mechayev, mitzad, mitzius, shlemuso, would necessitate, from the standpoint of his perfect existence, that part of the ongoing perfection of all existence would be the ongoing perfection of the human soul. Mechayev mitzad mitziut shlemuto, it's part of Hashem's shlemus. That's mechayev that included in the perfection of existence would be the ongoing perfection of the human soul. Tishalem ha'nefesh ha'enoshit v'im kol tshif chufshata, and with all of its freedom, it would actively yearn with all of its strength, only for what's good and upright. V'imkol chufshata, yes, man's soul is free, but still tiyeh oreget b'fol u'b'chol oz. It's going to desire practically and with all of its strength, rak el hatov v'hayosher, only to what's good, to what's straight. And therefore, it's impossible that all of the means that perfect towards this goal wouldn't be ready and prepared. Alkein, hasibot murkavot b'ofanim elu, shatfila yedei ma shenotelet chelek b'shichur laruach tisa pri. Causation is composed in such a manner. A lot of my translation I'm taking from the Sefer that's already been translated. So why reinvent the wheel, but not every word. So the causation is composed in such a manner that tefillah, which takes part in refining the spirit, should yield fruit. In other words, God is helping us perfect ourselves. And tefillah helps perfect ourselves. So the mail of tefillah is going to be effective. Now, since the perfection of the spirit requires to desire godly shlemus with all your heart and all your soul, ויותה תפילה פועלת, וביותר תפילת ישרים הוא ממשיך את הנפשות אל הטוב הישר. רק אין תחייב גם כן החוכמה האלוקית שיחוק זה נמצא עם כל פרטה וסעיפה ודקים מן הדקים. Since the refinement of the spirit is that it yearns for perfection with all of its heart and all of its soul, and tefillah does have effect, and the tefillahs of the tzaddikim even more powerfully draws people towards what's good and upright, therefore, the divine wisdom would require that this dispensation exists with all of its details down to the very subtlest. So it has to be that tefillah is going to be effective because tefillah helps us to our shlem. So God has complete perfection. God is completely perfect. He's always been. He lacks nothing. The world is created. There's no hechreach. But Hashem leads us to perfection. And how does He lead us to perfection? Among other things, creates us with Tzelem Elokim, which gives us free will, and he gives us the means to reach this perfection of getting close to Him. And one of the ways is tefillah, since tefillah helps us reach perfection, so therefore tefillah is going to be effective. Omnam, ha'akara amitit shel ha'mashkif el hod ha'shlemut, yakir she'achofesh ha'shalem hu yimatzei etzel ha'shalem amiti. One who views in truth the greatness of perfection, hod ha'shlemut, splendor of perfection, will recognize that it is appropriate that perfect free will should be found with the one who is completely perfect. Then his tefillah will be a most natural function, and with the knowledge that all of the details that are changing are not part of God per se, v'ma'idiya shekol ha'pratim shemishtanim eina b'chok ha'elokim, kim be'erich ha'nivleim ha'mishtanim, it's word changing, but not God, yedea lafik ratzon me'ashem lechad b'derichav b'leif tamim. We know to get God's will by walking in His path with a complete heart. V'timashech ma'alat ha'bitachon v'ahava ne'amana l'ashem yizbarach, mitev ha'nefesh ha'torah mukhenet la'ir bor ha'emet. He will know to draw forth favor from Hashem and walk in its paths wholeheartedly, and from the qualities of trust and faithful love of God will be drawn forth from the nature of the pure soul, prepared to shine forth with the light of truth. Hachamim Rishonim, Rav Sadi Gaon v'Arambam, Perek Beis. כשראו שנתרבו ספרי מינים בעולם, והוטלו בלבבות שערות ודעות משובשות בשורשי התורה, השתדלו הרבה להוציא את הנבוכים ממובכתם, והשאירו את הדרך לפני בני הדור, להורותם שאין המושכלות האמיתיות יכולות לסתור שורשי תורה חלילה. ועוד דבר אחד מדבריה, כי אם לפעמים נתחכם על ידי דרכי הדרישת, לעמוד על עמקו של תורה ותחשב זאת לנו לצדקה, שנזכה לעמוד לנקודת אמת בהבנת התורה. So we're Saji Gon, the Rambam. They saw a lot of fear in the world. And there are a lot of mistaken ideas about the Torah, so they try to straighten people out, teach them the emes. It can't be that true reasoning contradicts the Torah. So what do? לפעמים נתחכם על ידי דרכי הדרישות. Sometimes we use investigation, we use science, we use modern means in order to understand the depth of Torah. And this is good because then we get to the Nekudas HaEmes. Now, מזמן הראשונים הדורנו זה נתרבו הדעות והידיעות החדשות שנתרחבו נהגו לפעמים גם כן בנחלת האמונה, עד שלבלטים מעמיקים ימצאו עוד מקום לנבוכים חדשים, מה שלא יספיק להם הישרות הראשונות, כי בזמן ההוא עוד לא נדעו הסיבות המביאות לידי דרכי הנביכה החדשות. Behold, from the time of the Rishonim until now, there are many ideas that have proliferated, expand and expand, and these new ideas encroached upon the estate, the nachal, the portion of our faith. And people who aren't deep, who aren't don't want to go into the depths of Torah, so they are going to be confused. And it doesn't help with the medieval sages, right? It's not enough because we have new, in other words, new questions. They didn't have to deal with evolution, and they didn't have to deal with biblical criticism, for the most part. And a lot of things that we have that people are dealing with today are not addressed by the Rishonim, so they're new perplexed people. So the Rambam's guide for the perplexed doesn't suffice. Alkeinu chovat chachmei doreinu amitim atzeit bekvot rabotenu rishonim ledog bad nevuchim lehachiv yediatam matzav chokhmot kfi achot drishot chadashot. So the true sages of our generation have to go after the Rishonim and help the perplexed. Show them how all truths have to be viewed from the perspective of Torah. And if you do this, the Spirit of God that chose the Torah to be the light into the world will teach them to comprehend and establish things on a true basis. So we have to really go deeper, for those who are perplexed, and understand, and get to a deeper level of understanding of the Torah. So it's come complicated. You have to go to the university, train young Jewish men and women. בלב, להכניס בלב ולהזכיר כל דברי החוכמה ביחס לתביישות אמיתת האמונה בלבבות שנאמרו עד כה מפי רבותינו ראשונים כהרצה הגברה מקוצרי וכיוצא בזה. בני שלפים נמצאו בדברי המעניינים שלא יוכלו להיאמר לפי מצב דרישת החוכמות בימינו, יבוא הבלתי מעמיק לחשוב שביטול איזה פרטים בלתי יקרים מדבריהם הם לסמוך עוד גם על דברים העיקרים שהם נוטים בשורשי אמיתיות וקיימים לעד לעולם. So the problem is like this. You have to really go back and learn the Rishonim. Now, sometimes what the Rishonim say, we know today isn't true anymore. And so you say, you find the Rambam held, let's say, that the heavenly hosts have seichel. And today we don't believe that the heavenly hosts have seichel. You can't have an intelligent conversation with the moon. So there you're going to be mevatel, everything the Rambam says. No. You're mekabel, everything the Rambam says. Except what you see, if it's been proven wrong, it's been proven wrong. The Rambam isn't Hashem. Rambam is Moshe, he's great, but if the Rambam is incorrect on a certain matter, today's science has proven that he's incorrect, or history has proven he's incorrect, whatever it may be, so that part you can discard, but you still accept the rest of what the Rambam says. So you learn the Rishonim, and whatever still works, works, and whatever doesn't, doesn't. But that doesn't mean that you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. It's a lot of incredible things the Rishonim said that you that we still have to take seriously, that we still have to accept, that we still have to integrate. But so certain things, modern research has proven incorrect. Okay, so that part we won't accept, and other things we will. The Rambam went after Aristotle in certain matters, so we don't necessarily have to follow that path. We can go in other direction. Also in the Derech of Kabbalah and the Zohar, and sources like that. So there are other ways of understanding, and that's okay too. That doesn't mean that we completely throw away the Rambam because we find one path that we don't agree with. לכן צריך להביא כל דרכי ההוראה של זיכוך הדעות והסכמתם לדרישות שהתבררו על ידי דרכי, על פי דרכי המחקר שבדורותינו, במערכה חדשה למען ידע דורנו איך לצאת מידי כל נבוכה, להיות שלם באמונת תורת השם תמימה, עם נתינת היד לכל הלוחות המדעים החדשים לפרטיהם. Therefore, we have to bring together in a new integration all the ways of teaching the refining of traditional beliefs and opinions, and how they are consistent with modern research. In order that our generation should know how to come out of their perplexity and to be complete in Emunas Torah Hashem Tumima. And you lend support to science also. We don't have to deny science. Some people completely accept the Torah, they completely reject science. Some people completely accept science and they completely reject the Torah. And the Rav's approach is, correct one, is to completely accept the Torah and completely accept science. It's not a steer. Now, science isn't Torah Misina. Science changes all the time. So when I say completely accept science, meaning, in principle, that science is not going to be a steer to the Torah. But that doesn't mean that everything that every scientist says is necessarily true. And we know that what people thought 25 years ago, a lot of things that are now, they laugh at them. Rav Ovadia Yosef was once giving a shiur to doctors. And he said that you laugh at the doctors from whatever, 50 years ago, and in 50 years they're going to be laughing at you at what you thought. And he says the doctors agreed with him that in 50 years, modern medicine is going to advance to the point that they're going to laugh at things that we did today and that we thought today. That's really our job. Our job is to embrace knowledge. Embrace knowledge, don't reject knowledge. This is Rav Kook's approach. Now, there are those who just, it's all sheker. Okay. Before I said that Rav Kook is the correct approach, because Rav Kook doesn't need my haskama, and I'm just talking about my own personal inclinations. Not to reject science, not to reject knowledge, not to reject research, but to integrate that into our larger understanding of the world and see how that fits into the Torah. The Torah is the starting point that it's emet. And then you see how all the other knowledge fits in. So that is Divrei HaRav. In the first two prakim of the Sefer LeNevuchei HaDor. And as always, with all of the shiurim that I'm zochet to give, any point I made is not clear, so anyone can feel free to contact me, and I'll try to clarify. I can't say that I understood every single word that the Rav said, but I think we have a good idea of what he meant in general. And you know, as always, his language is. Very, very poetic, and you know, amazing that this sefer was written even before he moved to Israel. So you know, he wrote this beautiful poetic Hebrew from a very young age, even in Chutz Laaretz. But we do our best to understand. Lo alechan lechalik more, we always go deeper. But it's just so gratifying that we can learn the sefer together. And Amir Tashem Beli Neder. We should be zochet to continue. Hashem should give us life and health and financial means and everything we need in order to continue and really understand. That's the our job in this world, to understand Teres Hashem Tamina. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.